Soite Peregimo Mishnah Zayin. Bas Yisrael Shenises Lekoyin Min Choso Nisrefes. This is a din really that we had in the previous Mishnah. That V'chol HaNisuis Lekoyanim Michosem Nisrefes. The Chiddush is that even though she's not a Koyin herself, the fact that a Koyin, his Korban Mincha is Nisref, and it's not brought the Koymitz hooked to Agabe Mizbech and the rest eat my Koyanim, but the whole Korban, it's like an Oilo, where the whole thing is hooked to Agabe Mizbech, is a din by a Koyin. Who says a Bas Yisrael as well? So the Mishnah over here emphasizes this point again because it's an extra Chiddush. In the previous Mishnah, the Minchas Soite, which is her Kapora, is brought me Mamayna Shobayla, so it's certainly a Minchas Koyin. So because of his Chelek, the Halacha is, it's Nisraf and Gansen. Over here we have a Bas Yisrael Shenises L'Koyin, where it's her Kavim Mincha, Lavdaf gets brought from his money. Here the Mishnah is emphasizing Heyos Mashakona Ilo Ishakona Bailo. So the din is that he has a schus moment in her mincha. Therefore, if he's a kohen, so Miller has a din of a minchas kohen. What it sounds like over here in this line is that the Hagdorah of Mashakona Ishakona Bailo is a din deraisa. It's not clear what the makor of that is. But it seems quite clear over here that it's not just a din that a husband has schus a moment beishto from Chazal. It seems over here like there's a be'etzem, a shaykhis, in her mincha to him, in momentus that's called the minchas kohen. It sounds like that's their eiso. Otherwise, it wouldn't be the minchas in Nisrefes. The kohenes shenises li Yisrael, a bas kohen who's married to Yisrael, minchas in Nachelis, she has a din of Yisrael, same way she can't eat truma. Ma ben kohen le kohenes, Mishnah speaks out a general klal. What's the difference between a kohen and a kohenes? What nafkaminis are there in din? A kohen could eat truma, a kohenes, who's not married to Yisrael, could also eat. She also has a din kedushas kohuna. So what's the difference in the two of them? Several differences. Minchas kohen, kohenes necheles. The din of a kohenes is that her mincha is eaten. The din that we had in the Mishnah before, and that we had now, that minchas soita of a kohenes nisrefes, is only because of the chelek bailam. But the gzeres hakos of that minchas kohen is kolil, is only by a kohen, not by a kohenes. The Gemara learns out of a pasuk. Minchas kohen ain't necheles. Kohenes mischaleles. If she's niveles, l'posel is a din of a psul, a be'ilo psulo. If she's niveles to somebody that asks her, the halacha is mischaleles, her kohen becomes nischalel, and then she's also the truma. The kohen ain't mischal. Even if he marries a grusha or a zayin, chalolam amzeres, whatever it is, he didn't have it, but it doesn't do anything to him. The marriage changes the personal status of a woman, not of a man. Kohenes mitamo lumesim. The din is vein kohen mitamo lumesim. The din of a kohen not being mitamo lumesim, beginning of Pashas Emor, is kohen, not a kohenes. There's one type of kohenes that does have to be makvid, according to some rishonim, a kohenes that's meuberes. On the chance that she's carrying a kohen inside, the din is that his kedushas kohuna, again, this is itself is a greiser nidoin, his kedushas kohuna could be chal b'mei imoy, A. Also, he could be considered exposed to tumah, even though he's surrounded b'rechem imoy. Those are two kedushim tefe bavust shit in rishon. Kohen oichu b'kotche kadoshim, a kohen eats kotcha gadashim, vein kohenes oicheles b'kotcha gadashim. Kotcha gadashim can't be eaten to anybody who's Torah and Gans Yerushalayim. It has to be eaten dafka in the Mikdosh and dafka by Zchorim. It's a chelek of the avoidah is kohanim necholim ubailim eskaprim. Avoidah is zichrei kohuna. Kohenes doesn't have that din. Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah is already ma bein kohen le kohenes. The Mishnah is marchiv that ma bein ish le isha. B'chlal. Most of the mitzvahs of the Torah are the same for men and women. Ha'ish pareo pareim. An ish, that's a mitzvah we're talking about. Pareo means his megadol sairo. Pareo means he has to rip his clothing. Ve'eno isha pareas u'pareimes. The other din of a mitzvah, that's a mtuma and the harchik min amachna, that's true by both of them. But the Torah says, the posuk of ish tzaruahu, so the Gemara learns out, it's memayit isha. Ho ish maderes benoi benozir, that's a koyach that a father has. Ve'in ho ish maderes is beno benozir. We learned that a father can make his son into a nozir. It's halachah l'moshe m'sinai. That koyach a father has. Hoish migaleach al nazirus aviv, a similar idea, not the father to the son, but the son to the father. A person could bring karbonis. We learned in Maseches Nazir that the process of the karbonis of Nazir goes along with the taglachas, and that's what takes off the din of nazirus after his period of nazirus is up. So he's migaleach al nazirus aviv. He could finish off his nazirus and be yotzi dechoy ves karbonos. Al yidei the karbonis of his father. Father died, was a nazir, was mafish karbonis. The son can use those karbonis. The woman doesn't have that koyach. The father's karbonis are the father's karbonis. They don't work for the woman, for the daughter. Hoish meicher is bitoy. A father has bailus over his daughter. Are the dinim that a father has bailus over his chusin that he has in his wife. We just learned before, lagabe koyin. The Gabi Mincha and the Surafes that Mashakana Yishakana Bail, there are various Moministic Eschusim. A father also has Dinim in his daughter. When she's a Ketana, he could sell a Lama Ivriya, the Pasha, the beginning of Pasha's Mishpatim. Veino Yisha Mecheres is Bita. A mother doesn't have that Eschus. Ho Yish Mekadish is Bita. Is Bita and Satalish Azeh, he could marry her off. Veino Yisha Mekadish is Bita. Schuyos in the daughter belong to the father, not to the mother. Ho Yish Niskal Oroim, the Torah says, that if a person, Rachman's son, was chayv of skila for an aveir chamura, chil Shabbos, or something else that's mechayv skila, the rogmu oisoi kolo edo, the Gemara learns out, the pasuk over there, they stone him. Oisoi means in the physical flesh, without clothing. Oisoi, the Gemara learns, v'loy oiso. So the hoish niskel orin ve'en hoisho niskelas arumo. If we want to dash in time of the cross, we would say that ho'ish niskal oroim, to be mevazim, but a woman, you can't put in the same state of bizoyin. Bizoyinus of a woman is a dover chomer. The next din also speaks to that. Ho'ish nitla, a man, Rachman, son of his chayiv skila, is hung. There's a pasuk in Pashas Kiseitze, he's hung, and then they take him right down. The pasuk says, solisa oisoi. Gemara learns, oisoi v'loy oiso. Ve'in ish nitlas. Again, the same idea. The truth of the matter is that it could be the Pshan, the first din of the Mishnah, Ho'ish Poirev U'Poirev, and the Isha is not Mechuyev to undergo that part of the ordeal of Nazirus. Ho'ish Nimka B'Gnei V'Osoi, again, a very degrading state. It's also to protect a man. If he's lower in Madrega, he's not going to fall into Znus. A woman, if she's lowered, if she's Mevuza, if she's denigrated, it's bad for her. Oinosa meruba, bizyoina meruba, as well as setting her up for a situation where she's bilig be'ene atzma, she's cheapened, so then she's a medes l'znus. Ve'eno isha nimkeres b'gnevosa, a woman can't be sold. Again, the pasuk says b'gnevosa v'le b'gnevosa, but that could be a thought process as to the time of the krah.